Marco?
No.
Hello?
Hello.
He's not on yet, I don't think.
No, not yet.
All right, thank you.
Neural.
Good evening, good afternoon. So to show.
Good afternoon.
Are you the only one on?
I thought there was another woman, Monica or Malika. But I don't know what
good
happened.
Afternoon. Good afternoon, Malika.
Good afternoon, Malika.
So our handout today is available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. You'll find it in row 11, second column from the left, Advanced Reincarnation Classes. When the landing page opens up, scroll down to class 32. And today's class is class 32A, which is chapter 33, section 1C.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. So this is chapter 33, section 1C. Title is Issachar of the Jasmines. And I will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkinte bitkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu le'akda l'shem yudhe b'vavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu alein namaseh yadeinu kananeh alein namaseh yadeinu kananehu. After Reuben did Teshuvah, he merited bringing the Dudaim, which is the jasmine flowers, which resulted in the birth of Issachar, who is from the good side of Cain, the firstborn. Eve said when Cain was born, I have acquired a man with God, which is actually a hint to Cain's rectification through Issachar. Since both Eve and Leah were from the level of Bina, which as we know is called Ima Ila'a, the supernal maternal aspect. Both Rachel and Leah are from Eve, who is of dual nature. Both Rachel and Leah are from Eve, which is of dual nature. And one of the midrashim from the Likutei Torah Bereshit is that there are actually two Eves. Each one embodies a different mode. Leah, the upper or the Bina aspect, and Rachel, the lower or the Malchut aspect. And this is from the writings of the Ari and through Rabbi Chaim Vital in his famous book, Etz Chaim. Together they form the complete archetype, the feminine principle above. My commentary. The two Eves Midrash gives rise to the various legends of Lilith, which I shouldn't say the name, I should pronounce it as LL. This name is not to be pronounced, and we use the name LL, especially at night. One of these midrashim indicates that LL would not have sex with Adam on top. Thus, she became the consort of the Satan, and is now considered the female aspect of the negative system. It is also said that Adam had relations with LL, while Chava was seduced by the Satan. This is a metaphor for the relationship of the male and the female, the sun and the moon, man and woman. Remember, the moon asked, how can there be two kings? There are two Mashiachs, so there can be two kings. This is something that the males of our species will come to know as we experience the growth of the feminine and the balance of the universe with respect to the paternalistic nature of humanity's societies. This is my opinion. Jasmine, or mandrake, according to other translators, was known to have birth powers. Rachel had not, as of yet, had children and was willing to sacrifice a night of the privilege of being with Jacob in order to increase her chances of conception. Leah waited for Jacob to come from the field and ushered him into her tent. This is an unwritten commentary, and it'll probably get me into trouble. It is a well-known fact that the primary female in any home, in any family grouping, the timing of her period is the timing of every other female's period in the group. So it is quite understandable that the two women would have the timing of their female period at the same moments. I'll continue to read. The firstborn takes a double portion in the inheritance because spiritually he actually participates in the conception of the following children. And again, this is coming from the writings of the Ari. This is why specifically Reuben, being the firstborn, brought the Dudaim. The Dudaim transfer from Leah to Rachel embodies a shift in the supernal realms of blossoming powers from the upper to the lower rungs. Issachar is the result of this. Although it is not known for sure, it does not seem from the simple story of Scripture that the Dudaim aided Rachel's conception, as she gave birth to Joseph, her firstborn, at a later point. And it says then, and Elohim heard her, and he opened her womb, that it was directly from Hashem. Let us examine some of his level in order to then look back at these, his roots, and understand their inner mechanics. My commentary. It normally comes as a shock to most people, since the word Dudaim translates usually as mandrake, due to the human belief that mandrakes relate to fertility, primarily due to its appearance as a little man. As the comment indicates, it is questionable to relate the birth of Joseph to the Dudaim, yet it is quite possible, in my opinion, that the firstborn energy was transferred to Rachel from Leah, thus to Joseph from Reuben. Continuing. The tribe of Levi has no portion in the land. God is their portion. They are to be busy with spiritual pursuits alone. The Rambam, Maimonides, teaches that every person has the option to be like Levi. By letting go of worldly endeavors and fully focusing on the above, and I am adding, while it is true that everyone has this opinion, it is not the correct path for everyone. The story from the Zohar regarding Rabbi Shimon leaving the cave after 12 years and being sent back for another year is a source of my understanding of this truth. Issachar is the pioneer who paved the path for all who wish to do so. Because he was born to this world and has his portion in it, and nevertheless restrains himself from making it a focus, he is continuously connected above and is extra bound to the world that is coming. According to the Or HaChaim, his name means Yesh Sechar, there is reward in the world that is coming. The Arizal tells that the catalyst of his birth is the Teshuvah of Reuben. The Zohar states that Teshuvah comes from Bina, the eighth Sephirah that lies a rung above known physical reality. His name has two shins. One is pronounced, the other is not. There are those who have accustomed to pronounce the second sin or shin by his birth. The first time Issachar's name is read in the public Torah reading on Shabbat. The form of this letter is three heads sitting on a base. The three-headed sin or shin corresponds to the three heads of Keter, corresponding to the crowns of priesthood, kingship, and Torah. One can only be born into the first two, whereas Torah can be acquired by anyone. It also includes the other two, as seen above, that by giving of the Torah to the whole people, they were all called a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Torah includes everyone, includes all three. The Teshuvah of Reuben, who had all three, empowers Issachar to be a vessel for some degree of their manifestation. Both the three heads of this world and the three heads of the next. The complete tikkun of Cain came through Issachar. Thus, there is a hint to the fact that the complete tikkun of Cain came through Issachar, who was born as a result of an acquisition, just as Cain is so called. For Leah bought the right to be with Jacob from Rachel as a result of the Dudaim, as it says, therefore he shall lie with you tonight in return for your son's Dudaim. My commentary. Does this mean that Jacob did not have choice in the matter? Marital rights belong to the women. A man may not reduce the marital rights of his wife. In some cases, this means that he is unable to divorce certain wives that come through certain means, such as marrying a war captain as an example. For me, this aspect is problematic, since it would imply that a woman who sets her sights on a married man is entitled perhaps to bed him. Women are higher and also lower than men. Through Ruach HaKodesh, a woman may know that she is to bring certain DNA connections to the world by having sex with that man. There is much to contemplate here. Blessed is Avram to El, the highest one, who acquires heaven and earth. We learn from this that Avram is one of God's five special acquisitions in his universe. This is a teaching from the Perkei Avot. Hashem as if lost ownership of his world when he made it and separated it from himself, and he repossessed his world through Avram. Eve lost divinity by her mistake and repossess godliness by giving birth. This reveals a great depth of how awesome the Cain root is, through the special relationship it's It is reestablished between man and God in the closest, most interpersonal manner. This sheds light on the source of Cain's mistake. His name also comes from kinah, jealousy. A person is only jealous because they see somewhere else something that they want because they feel that it really does belong to them. A piece of divinity fell away from them through Adam's mistake and is now found somewhere else. My commentary. Language limits our understanding of jealousy. There is a spark of light in everything formed in the world, in the creation, either by Hashem or by man, or it would not be formed. When the creation is perfected completely, as it is perfect for the moment in the process now, that spark will be revealed by the proper vessel in its proper location. Jealousy is wanting that spark at the wrong time, or the wrong vessel for that spark. Yet a similar spark awaits the person who is jealous. Zealousness is a stronger form of jealousy and may be the right action at that moment in time. It may also be a more destructive form of jealousy as well. This is my opinion. Hashem has a much greater degree of favor to show Cain. For this reason, he has to undergo great obstacles to attain it. Cain is the firstborn and supposed to get a double portion. Cain was jealous of Abel's receiving the divine favor, and also that his brother had an extra wife. He sees not just that Abel has twice as much as him, but that the additional wife is actually his soulmate. This big switch comes about because they eat from the tree of good and evil, which switches them around and causes a big mix-up. This is the teaching from the Etz Chaim. My commentary. We see the spiritual principle of satanic chaos at work here. When Satan is given permission to wreak extensive chaos, even good people can get caught up in the chaos. This applies in the physical world, as we are seeing now with the pandemic. But it's also in the spiritual, in the reincarnation levels. The Shoah was chaotic. Also the reincarnation of the 60 million who died in the Second World War, as to their families, their religious teachings, their locations, their backgrounds, was and is also just as chaotic. This is the reason for the significant number of intermarriages, conversions, and movement of individuals and families throughout the world. This is my opinion. Reuben comes from the Cain root and fixes it. He was born into the most exalted acquisitions. When he lost what was his, he was not jealous. As mentioned, Reuben, see the distinction between him and Esau, who was so jealous that he was ready to kill, just as Cain did at the beginning of days. At first, Leah was upset at Rachel's request for the Dudaim, to almost take away my husband and to also take my son's Dudaim. This is understood in light of the story of Jacob's matrimony. He wanted Rachel and made a deal with Laban to work for her 7 years. At the end of the term, Laban pulled a switch on him and gave him Leah instead. Even though Jacob and Rachel set signs between them to avoid this, Rachel gave over the signs to Leah at the final moment to prevent her from being embarrassed. This act of giving away what was hers rectified Cain's taking what was not technically his. Rachel ended up not losing Jacob, for he worked another 7 years and also married her. And I am adding, after 1 week, Hashem has his ways of setting the score straight, and our job is to sometimes sit tight and wait patiently for him to do this. And Rachel was jealous of her sister. Jealousy of scribes increases wisdom. It's a statement from the Talmud, Baba Batra. The holy jealousy of Rachel fixes the selfish jealousy of Cain. It revolved around birth, that Leah had children and she didn't. Birth is the main channel for the fixing of souls, where they were disturbed by the original sin. Rachel's jealousy here helped draw and repair the soul roots for all time. He does not withhold good from those who walk in simplicity. This is a verse from Haggigah, who is a prophet. And Haggigah, if I'm not mistaken, is the prophet of the boy who was resurrected by Elijah. Leah was said to be destined to marry Esau. This is all understood more deeply in light of the fact that Leah was said to be destined to marry Esau. She found out that he was wicked and cried to be saved from this. People said that the Esau-Jacob twins would marry the Leah-Rachel twins, the oldest to the oldest and the youngest to the youngest. God heard her prayers and gave her to Jacob instead. And this explains why her firstborn Reuben specifically comes to fix the Esau, the Cain root. My commentary. My computer jumped, so give me a second. Esau and Jacob ruled in the land of Israel while Esau and Jacob lived in the land of Israel while Rachel and Leah lived in Ur Kasdim, a good distance away, approximately 300 to 400 miles. Yet both families had heard from and about each other since there were constant commercial caravans from Egypt to the great cities of the east, and possibly even further. After Eve's reacquiring divinity was disrupted by Cain's sins, the Eve root worked through Rachel and Leah. They fixed it by Rachel acquiring from Leah, resulting in Issachar, the world that is coming connection. The chasing away of the highest levels of godliness caused by the original sin was bought and brought back into the world through this whole scenario. So Issachar, the fifth portion, Leah's fifth son, from the side of good, was born. Since he is from the level of Nefesh, which is called Asiyah, there was in him a connection to Klipot and Zuhama, dirt and negativity of the snake, who attacks the heel. Therefore, Esau, who is called snake, had a hold on him, and he is called the heel of Esau. Since he is from Asiyah, which is called the heel, it being the lowest of the realms. Leah's seven children correspond to the seven lower Sephirot in order. So Issachar aligns with Hod. In the body, of it expresses as the left leg. This is the place that Satan damaged when he lost the wrestling match with Jacob. It caused him to limp. I am adding, Hod also represents the manifestation of the spiritual in the spiritual, both Pesach Sheni, the second chance, and Lag BaOmer. Reuben is the catalyst for Hod, Issachar's birth. He corresponds to Chesed. These Sephirot find interlinkage in Aaron, who is the fifth, the Hod, representative of the seven shepherds. And a Kohen is called the man of Chesed. The Hanukkah Hod miracle happened through Kohanim. Issachar acquired the crown of Torah. As mentioned, the crown of Torah includes the other two, the priesthood and the kingship. Issachar, Hod, is the forerunner of Hanukkah. He restores to the world the special inner hidden light of Torah. This snatches back and retrieves the levels stolen by Satan from Jacob in their battle through Issachar, Mesirot Nefesh for Torah. His descendants were able to give their lives for the Torah and draw a new revelation of its light, a new shining of the hidden light of creation. This is in line with, and the children of Issachar know Bina. The temple was restored, and the Kohanim shone their brightest, and even temporarily took hold of the kingship. We see now a little of why the Arizal here mentions that Issachar is the fifth son. Jacob snatched them from Esau. In the secret of his hand was holding on to the heel of Esau. And Issachar was born from this level of Nefesh. Much later in time, Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, whose name was within it, has within it Akev, was born from this level of Nefesh. As we alluded to in previous discussions, based upon the Midrash of Ruth from the Zohar, that Issachar is from Rabbi Akiva. And this all finds full elaboration above in the 32nd chapter that we are reading now. This hold of Esav caused the friction in the story around Issachar's birth. It also caused Rabbi Akiva to not learn during the first 40 years of his life. As mentioned, Jacob comes from the Akav, the heel, because of his glory primarily comes out at the tail, the heel, the end of days. Issachar, Yeshkar, is a special sneak peek preview of this level here and now. All those who make spirituality their primary focus also draw from this aspect. Therefore, he comes specifically from Jacob snatching Esau's heel, capturing the prime Tohu lights in Esau that are to shine out at history's conclusion. The snatching is the aspect of the sneak peek. Rabbi Akiva furthered this tikkun and built a legion of 24,000 students. Rabbi Akiva furthered this tikkun and built a legion of 24,000 students who drew from this deluxe level. It was such a high category that it could not remain in the world as is, and they died an untimely death. The rabbis attribute their death by plague to a lack of treating each other properly. because they come from such a high level, they were treated with a very strict standard, especially since they were connected to Rabbi Akiva, who, as mentioned, ascended to the original thought of creation, with din and judgment above. But their having had a brief heyday drawing from this premium category brought it a step closer to the world and paved the way all the more for it to eventually fully manifest at the end of days. He started again and rebuilt from five super students who parallel the five special possessions of Hashem in his world. See above about the root of these five disciples in the five powers of Gevurah. Through them, the whole world will become the special possession of the one above in the final redemption. My commentary. A few years ago, one of our students, Batya from Louisiana, sent me a note regarding Issachar that she had read. It is appropriate to add this to your knowledge of the name and the soul of Issachar. Here it is. Issachar is the son of Jacob, is a tribe, was a dweller in tents, studied Torah, was a discerner of times, was supported by his brother Zebulon. Issachar, and note the Hebrew spelling, Yud Shin Shin Kaf Resh. There are two shins in his name. One is silent. One explanation given for the silent shin in Issachar's name is that he, Issachar, named his son Job, in Hebrew, Yud Vav Bet. Later he learned this was a disgraceful name, a name of a heathen god. So Issachar gave his son one of the shins from his name, and they renamed him Yashuv. Hence, his name is pronounced as if it were written with only one shin. Job has the meaning of he will cry. Cry of woe are different meanings, but the same basic concept. Yashuv has the meaning of actively returning. He will return. The following two verses from Genesis and Numbers testify to the above. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, Puka, and Yob, and Shimron. The sons of Issachar, after their families of Tola, the family of the Tolites, of Puva, the family of the Punites, of Yashub, the family of the Yashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. You'll notice the difference in the spelling of Yob and Yashub. That is the end of the section. And it's also the end of our class today, because we will not have time to finish the next section having to do with Nadav and Abihu. Does anyone have any questions? Our next class is the counting of the Omer tonight. That will take place at 4:30 West Coast time. Are there any questions?
Not right now. So, a lot to absorb. But I thought the discussion on jealousy was very interesting, really fascinating.
Merrill, I'm glad you had read this section, because it was really convoluted and very confusing. confusing, but I'm sure it'll take time to absorb.
Thank you for that. Because it was a little... very interesting. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Malka, do you have any questions? Or comments? She's muted and may be busy, so can't speak. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Shalom gadol to all.
I will revisit this. I'm sorry, I was trying to unmute. I'm going to revisit this teaching because there is a lot of substance in it. I find it very interesting.
It is a very interesting section, and absorbing it and how they all fit together, it's really difficult. You have to think it through. So both of you have a good evening.
Thank you, Hannah.
You're welcome, Maka. You take care.